Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nobody like Him. Nobody like Him. We still in our series, the God that needs nothing. This number 19, the God that needs nothing from nobody. Bless His holy name. We just gonna read that scripture where you'll know exactly when I'm talking like this. Psalm 50, 50 numbers of the psalm. And by that 11th verse, I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I was hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vow unto the Most High. God, who needs nothing. He needs nothing. My scripture I'm dealing with right now is in the book of Acts, if you will, the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. The first two verses. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. My key verse. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled. They were surprised. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They took knowledge of them that they had been with that crazy preacher, they want to call him, Jesus. God that needs nothing. Number 19. Wouldn't it be nice and good if the church would just do her job? As Jesus' true witnesses, wouldn't it be nice if the church would just do her job as real true witnesses? When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge. Them fellas been with that crazy preacher called Jesus. One thing about the church today, we don't want to show Jesus. And anytime that you exalt the name Jesus, you get everybody attention. Not all of them, not with love, no kind of way. His name, the devil spits out. That's one name the devil can't stand. It's the name Jesus. If you want to ruffle up the fellows of the devil, I dare you to call Jesus. About to get happy already. Nothing and nobody can do nothing with him. But they can't stand the name. Something about the name that the devil hates. Just don't bring up Jesus' name. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus came in this world to die for our sins, to save whosoever will, let him come. But to need, everybody said need, but to need, he need nothing from nobody. But he will use anybody who will allow him to do it. But need, he doesn't need nothing. What can you give Jesus that he needs? Think on that a minute now. What can you give Jesus that he needs and can't do without? I better put that without there. Nothing. Nothing. He need nothing. He went far enough to say, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Because everything belongs to me. I got everything in my hand. Yes, that you bring me is already mine. Yes, that stuff that you got. Can I say stuff? Yes, sir. That's his stuff. Yes, sir. That Mercedes is here.
Yes, sir.
Right. That big house on the hill is here.
Yes, sir.
That money in the credit union is here. Yes, everything you think you are already here. Yes, he needs nothing from nobody.
Right.
Nothing can stop God from being God.
Yes.
God Almighty. In the Old Testament, they were bringing things to him, bullocks and things, and like God was eating that stuff. He was bringing that to the priest. The priest got to live too. They thought Jesus, God was eating this stuff. He don't eat nothing like that.
Just
be let them know the cows on a thousand hills already mine. You ain't bring me nothing I don't own. I already own that stuff. And I don't eat that stuff. Heart of mine. He's a God that needs nothing. And I want to let you know this. You need to know this. It's my honor and my privilege that God can use somebody like me.
Watch this now. You got to get it. See, you got to get it.
That's right.
Who don't need nothing. It's my honor and my privilege that I can talk to God who holds the whole world in his hand. That's an honor and a privilege. Oh, that's what the human being got to understand.
You're right.
Watch this now. What God really need with you? What God need with me? God Almighty, nothing. I'm so glad I'm saved, I don't know what to do. He looked beyond my faults to see my needs. Don't never get the big head that you can make it without God. You can't even wake yourself up in the morning. Oh boy. You know, sometimes we feel like we're hurting God.
Yeah.
And you haven't got up yet. Let me just use it like this. Can I do it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Y'all say yes.
Yes.
Come say it anyway, you know, anyway, but just suppose he walking down your street.
Come on.
You get up 5 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You're used to it.
Uh-huh.
He walking up down your street. He ain't got to your house yet, but you still asleep.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Waking up folks.
Mm.
Waking up folks.
Mm.
Waking up folks. And got to your house and stopped. Or skip around your house. You still what? Sleep. You can't wake your own self up in the morning. I turned my clock on. It wasn't the clock. The clock moved because God let the clock move. He can stop the clock when he gets ready. He owns everything. Everything belongs to God. You ain't got nothing that God does not own. Bless his holy name. So he needs nothing. God Almighty. When you get that in your heart, in your spirit, that's when you really can worship God. Because I need him. I can't do nothing without him. Bless his holy name. He is God alone. He doesn't need no help from nobody. Always remember, you will need God before God will need you. Always remember that now. You will need God before God will need you. So you don't feed God. God Almighty. And all that stuff. I'm going to say stuff. I love to say stuff. All that stuff is his. And guess what? That stuff, somebody else going to wear it. Somebody else going to drive it. Somebody else going to spin it. Somebody else going to live in it. All that stuff. They're going to wear your alligator shoes. They're going to wear somebody else. Because that stuff belongs to him. You can't take no stuff with you wherever you're going.
That's right.
You can't do without him. Folks trying to live in these last days, they're trying to live without Jesus Christ. This 21st century, my brothers and sisters, this 21st century church, this Laodicea church, need to see herself compared to the time of Peter and John and Paul days. They need to see and compare. When we read about them, we get happy and rejoice. When we hear the testimony that they brought before Jesus Christ, the testimony, how they witnessed Jesus, we get happy when we talk about John, talk about Paul, how they stood for Jesus Christ.
Right.
We get happy, but what about us?
All right.
What about us when we begin to talk about Jesus? When we begin, but we are chicken.
Yes, sir.
Everybody said chicken.
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 Watch this now. You don't get this stuff, buddy. Watch this now. But when they saw that boldness.
All right.
Lord, can you, chicken Christians, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they saw something special.
Yeah.
They have been with Jesus. God Almighty. Because you shout, there ain't no sign you've been with Jesus. Because you say hallelujah, there ain't no sign you've been with Jesus. The devil can say all that. You got to do something the devil can't do. Something the devil won't do. The devil ain't going to stand up for Jesus and say, amen, I know he's Jesus. Hallelujah. So he goes. You don't need the Lord. The 21st century, we see the church of Laodicea. We are the church of Laodicea. Don't let nobody fool you now. We own the tail end. And the worst church of all the seven in the book of Revelation. We there right now as I speak. And just check it out. Those of you who don't read Revelation, check it out and see how bad we are. God of mine. He's an awesome God. And we want to compare. That's his holy name. When we read, God Almighty, how them old saints went through with things. Some of them died. That means they died for the testimony of Jesus Christ. They witnessed faithfully for Jesus Christ. Some of them got killed for it. And my brothers and sisters, first of all, they was not ashamed. Oh, that must. That's the first thing. They were not a what? God of mine. God don't got me out of ditch that nobody else can get me out. And I'm going to walk on down the street and be ashamed and tell the folk who got me out. You said God don't save you. Walker, you said God don't save you. Now you're afraid to tell folk who saved you. Witness for him. They was not ashamed. The average folks, me put it like this. The average one going to church today, local church, they are ashamed of Jesus Christ. Right. The average right now. Yes, we'll bring up here. Everybody talking about how thing went, boy, how thing world, talk about their favorite sport, blah, 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 blah. But you are afraid to bring up Jesus' name. Because what? Shame. You don't have a lot of friends when you bring up his name.
All right.
If you want to get thin with friends, keep talking about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling the truth. Sometimes you be on your job and working and have a group talk about Jesus all the time when they eat on lunch hour and so forth, you know. And they get to talk about Jesus and one don't care nothing about him. They say they're Christian now, but they don't care nothing about him too much. And they ain't going to hang around that crowd, I promise you. When they get ready to hang around that crowd, hell will broke loose with them.
Right.
And when hell come in their house or in their home, in their life, you see them easing in.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
Lord.
Yeah. You better get in contact with them before hell break loose. Come on down the road, hell gonna break loose. But when hell break loose, and when you got Jesus on your side, you got somebody you can lean on. When everything else fails you, you can always lean on Jesus. And he never gave away yet. They can't even kill him and keep him dead. He can die when he feel like it and get up when he feel like it.
My mind.
That's the kind of God we serve. And we are ashamed of him. In these last days, we are ashamed. The church who claim to know Jesus are ashamed to witness for him. Because we are afraid we're going to lose some friends and buddies. Not only ashamed, we are afraid because we fear somebody going to do something to us. Oh, man, my son. Did you not know a devil can't touch you except Jesus giving him the permission? Did you not know that?
Yeah.
He can't get up except God let him get up.
Right.
He can't do nothing to you except God allow it.
Yeah. Amen.
Why are we afraid? Everybody can talk about everybody but Jesus and still have friends. But Jesus. Ain't that strange?
Yes, sir.
Talk about your famous basketball player, football player, all your other players. Boy, everybody gather around. But say Jesus.
Right.
Something about that night. In these last and evil days, I don't know what will happen to the church. The church don't left his name out until hell break her loose. Did they all hear Jesus, like Jesus crazy? Jesus not crazy. No, he's not crazy. He know how to get some folk back home who don't left. He moved a couple from around you. Those who've been born again and you don't walk off from it because you love the world, got in the world. Jesus get the moving things out of your way and putting them in your way and all that kind of thing. Then you get the Easter back in. See, he know how to get you back in. Yeah, we talk about Paul them and talk about all how they went through things. But they had Jesus on their side. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, why don't we witness Jesus? God Almighty, why don't we want to suffer for Christ? We talk about them fellas, how they got killed. Guess what? We don't want our little feeling hurt. I'm going to say this. Go, you need this. You got a lot of church folks. No, we got to say these things. You can be one of the best president over the choir, over anything in church. Because you can't take nothing. You're doing a good job. And you know you're doing a good job. They know it. You got folks that are getting jealous of that. Because you're doing a good job. You're doing your best. They know it. It's a good job. And after a while, they get jealous because they want the job. And they'll start telling lies on you, or really talking about you. They're trying to get rid of you from being president. And you got chicken, and I'm giving up next year. You've done just what the devil wants you to do. When you do right, do good. You're gonna make the devil angry with you. But they can't do no more than God can lie to you. You got to stand and let folks lie on you, let them talk about you. If God be for you, who can be against you? You follow Jesus, you got a cross to carry. Folks got to realize that. Think everybody's going to love you because you love Jesus. Oh, you better pick up some enemies. Even in your house. Oh. But he don't need nobody. But we got to witness Jesus Christ. God told us to witness him. We are afraid. Born again peoples are the lifestyle of the true church of Jesus Christ. We're the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, we are to give and to have real evidence that Jesus lives. I said real, real, real evidence that Jesus lives when they see Christ in us. They got to see Christ in us. We the evidence that he what? Lives. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Got some new folks in here. That night. And I'm done. Y'all know you. How can me? You got to know he what? Lives. God Almighty. Got to know he still living. Nobody know Jesus got up out that grave but the Holy Ghost, the Father, and the church. Nobody else know it. Nobody else know it. The only three know it is the Father, his Father, the Holy Ghost, and the church. We know he lives. Only three. Only three. We gave our life to him. Oh, my. We got confident through the power of the Holy Spirit that he got up. Well, Reverend Walker, how do you know? The Holy Ghost give me witness that he got up. The Holy Ghost give me boldness that he got up. The Holy Ghost give me the boldness to stand and say, I know he lives. And the Holy Ghost give me power to make a stand when fear come on me.
sir.
You have so much of confidence, you said, take my life, because I can't doubt it. I know he lives.
Yes, sir.
The old saints, boy, they stood for Jesus Christ. But in these last days, we doubting that Jesus lives. We the lifestyle of him getting up out the grave. The saints are the church. And we are afraid to make a stand for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The lifestyle of the true church, we ought to show that. And my brothers and sisters, this Laodicea church, this 21st century church, have a witness problem for Jesus in these last days. A witness problem. We won't witness. We won't witness. We try to hide Jesus in our back pocket. Always remember this. God have no secret disciples. No secret disciples. He said, let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. You don't hide Jesus. Don't want to own him. God Almighty. No. What it is, the chicken. Everybody's a chicken. Chicken.
Yes, sir.
Afraid. Afraid. God Almighty. In these last days, you can see it all over. If you read the Bible and save and see what's happening, you can see it all day for getting rid of Jesus. Just get rid of Jesus. God Almighty. Boy, you don't know where your protection comes from. You don't know where your protection comes from. If he be for you, who can be against you? God Almighty. He's from Jesus. That's his holy. We got to witness 21st century church. Witness everybody but Jesus. Old Testament saints, they weren't afraid. They witnessed Jesus. Their life went out. They witnessed Jesus. They lied on them. They talked about some got killed. They witnessed Jesus. We don't even want our little feeling hurt. We said we're going to lose some friends. They never been your real friend. If Jesus is their problem, see, they never been your friend. Paul, look at Acts 1 and 8 for me. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. This stuff is real. We can play with it. No, this stuff is real. Bless his holy name. Read, Paul.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yeah.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria.
Yeah.
And unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Lord have mercy. Y'all see what the Bible says?
Yes, sir.
He's looking for us to do it.
Yes, sir.
We're looking for us. Thank you, brother. Not only do it, we got power to do it. That means I'm giving you the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
To give you boldness where you can do it.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Not only witness at home, witness everywhere you go.
Yes.
All over the world. How the world don't know Jesus except we tell them about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But to the uttermost part of the earth, we ought to tell folks about Jesus.
All right.
I think y'all may say, Reverend Wolf, why are you always talking about Jesus? That's my calling.
Yes,
now you call him and ask him about it.
All right.
If they're real, that's their calling.
Yes, sir.
All right.
If you're real, that's your calling. Not to talk about Daniel so much, not to talk about Paul, but talk about Jesus. You ain't going to have no problem talking with Paul. Talking about you, talking with Daniel. But when you bring up the name Jesus, that's the name the devil can't stand. Jesus. God Almighty. That's the only name the devil got to fly on.
Yeah.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And when you get to talking about Jesus, you're going to have company because the devil will be there around you. You got to rebuke him in Jesus' name. Preachers don't want to talk about it. Deacons don't want to talk about it. Jesus, what brought you out? Strange thing about us now. Hallelujah. Strange thing about it. We got to put on wild things in the church to try to get folks to come.
Amen.
That's one of the saddest things in the world. Put on worldly stuff and trying to get folks to come. You just talk about Jesus. Jesus is going to send who he will. He said, "Where two or three gather in my name, I'm in the midst." If you got two, you may have a million over yonder, but if you got two, you got the majority when you got Jesus. God ain't in no contest with the devil. We got to understand that. He's not in no contest with the devil. God already fixed this book just like he got it. He ain't trying to be triumph. He already triumphed. He already built a house. Bloody devil already built his house.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
The devil got a chicken.
Yes.
Say chicken again.
Chicken.
21st century church is chicken. Talk about them old saints back in the old days. They all done these, they all done. What we doing?
Come on, man.
We talking about the same Jesus. What we are doing? This church, Laodicea, go home and read it. See, you got to read that Bible. Spiritually, if you've been born again, the Holy Ghost will show it to you. We are in the day where we're getting rid of Jesus everywhere we go. That the church got rid of Jesus. They won't even let him in. He had no knocking trying to get in. Who is that? That Jesus. Tell him we don't need him. We don't need him. We're doing all right. God Almighty. This the church. You can believe if you want to. This that last church. That 21st century church of Laodicea church. That's us of a church. Yeah, here's the word that said us of a. I got a great big old dictionary that thick. He said, Osoba. That's all what you're on, Osoba. God Almighty. You have power. God Almighty. We always want to talk about the old Bible saints. What they ought to have done. What they will do. All that kind of stuff. What you doing? What Sunday school teaching and preaching get up? Well, done, y'all not done that. Paul all done. Or what you doing? The same God you represent and the devil see that. Now what you doing? How can we criticize the old saints and we ain't doing nothing ourselves? We are ashamed to bring up his name.
Tell it, Pastor.
But we love the law. No, you don't love Jesus. If you love him, boy, you'll stand up for him. God Almighty. We don't want to lose no buddies. I ain't gonna say friends, I said buddies. That's his holy name. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, it have come down to our time now. What are we doing to tell the world that Jesus still lives? What we telling the world that Jesus still lives? That's been over 2,000 years ago. You tell me he's living? Yes. Every time you see a child of God, you're seeing Jesus. He's still living. Watch this. Watch this. You are the one got to tell the world that it's him that got you going. He lives in me. How in the world he lives in you? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Ghost gives us power. Holy Ghost power. The witness, the one who died and got up all this Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He still lives.
Lift him up, Pastor.
You tell me he's still alive. Yes. He's still alive, but he oh boy. He changed this crazy Negro. He can change anybody else. And before I deny that, you got to just take me to the cross or wherever you're going to take me. The Holy Ghost won't allow you to deny it. I see now why them fellas died on the cross. I see now why they got to do all this stuff. I can see now because the Holy Ghost in them. And you can't tell a lie. He give you boldness to stand up on his name. That's his holy name. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. He still lives. And my brothers and sisters, in the early church, Peter and John, they didn't have no influence. God Almighty. They didn't have no influence with the world. They didn't have no influence with the politicians. But they had something the world didn't have. They had power. Jody had power. This 21st century church, this Laodicean church, we got a lot of influence. We know the politicians. We get our thing going through all the folk down here. But we down here now got a lot of influence, but we ain't got no power. We can't pray or flee out of jail because we ain't got no power. When they got in trouble, they had power. When we get in trouble, we got to march. But you got to pray. God will move the devil if we pray. We ain't got no power. We ain't got a lot of influence. I know the judge. I know the brother. I know him. Yeah, I call him. Blah, blah, blah. They couldn't do that. But they went to the big judge. And when he moved, everything got to move. We just popular. That we don't preach popular message. I preach a message that God give me. A lot of preachers scared to preach the gospel because they want to be popular. Want to have some influence. I'd rather have Jesus in the power. If God be for me, name something who can be against me. That's the way we got to see it as children of God. God wants some bold strength. We got to let the world know Jesus still lives. We are his witnesses.
Thank you. You're right.
And my brothers and sisters, every sinful thing, every unholy thing, every unrighteous thing, every incorruptible thing that goes on in this world, the devil is behind it. That's what we stopped off on last Sunday. The devil behind everything. Read, the devil hates the church because God just about finna come back.
Yes,
see, Jesus just about to be and come back. He knows where he's going when Jesus come back.
Yes.
So he's trying to make us slow down to get the gospel out. Give him a few more days, a few more years. Because
yes,
he knows when Jesus come back, it's over.
All right.
So he get the church. Jesus said the gospel shall be preached all over the world, and then the end gonna come. See, he slows up getting the gospel out. And Jesus said, I can't come back until everybody heard the gospel all over the world.
That's right.
And keep us slacking around, trying to get the gospel when it all been there. See, they give him a little more time.
Uh-huh.
That means the devil bring hell in churches all the time. Get us fussing over positions. We love to fight over positions.
All right.
Let me say this. Y'all listen at me. You ain't never, if you've been born again, you ain't got to get jealous of nobody in a position. You better listen to that, man. Listen to that. All I tell you is be faithful where you are. Watch this. You just be humble. God will put you where you don't want to go. And then you think you can't do it, but let God get in you. You'll be one of the best presidents the church ever had. When he leads your life, he takes care of your life. But when you find anybody, I'm talking to business now, when you, my folks will know this, they know it too, but when you find folks fighting for a position, there'll never be nothing but a big mess in the church, causing confusion in the church. But when you just humble yourself, you ain't worried, ain't running at nothing.
All right.
Here comes Jesus picking you up. Get on up, buddy. Get on. Picking you. I want you to be president. I want you to be chairman. I want you, okay, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you getting shaky? There ain't nothing wrong about getting shaky. Just trust him.
Yes, sir.
Daughter, lead him. You need lead that ain't gonna fail.
Yeah.
He already know the future of everybody.
Yeah.
You just be humble.
Yeah.
Do what you do in church.
Yeah.
When that time comes, don't be no mess maker. He'll put you in that position
because
you ain't running for it.
Yes,
and be one of the best they ever had because you got Jesus on your side.
Right.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. Oh, how much. I ain't not going to be a preacher, but I am. I ain't asked to be one. Oh. Yeah. See, preaching ain't no problem, in a sense. Just getting up preaching ain't no problem.
All right.
I study, I pray, ain't no problem. But now, if you're going to be a pastor, you better stay down here all the time. Because number one, the devil's going to be at you all the time. The preacher ain't preaching nothing. The devil ain't going to bother him. Because he ain't preaching nothing.
Well,
oh, boy. The devil been through here last Sunday, Sunday before last he came in. Last Sunday, he came again. I'm still ruffling up his feather. You see, we ain't been talking about Jesus, the devil get angry. But when you got Jesus, you got to recognize that sound. He don't want folks to worship Jesus. He God boy. He don't need nobody. So he disturbed churches. I mean, I ain't got to that. I ain't gonna get to that day. I'm about to let y'all go. Y'all new folk, you know. I don't preach till I get through. I just preach an hour now. That's all. If I preach till I get through, I'll be here till 6 o'clock. But I preach an hour because we're on radio hour. Now, if you got to go, you got to go. I ain't got a few more minutes. 13 more minutes. Hallelujah. Got to tell you the truth. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. I told the church to vote, give me another hour. I'm going to let them vote for it. If they vote for it, they got to stay. Bless His holy name. The devil always want to cause the church to have problems. Problem, problem. For all the time, problem, problem. That's what He wants. God does not want His church to be ignorant of Satan's presence. Always remember that here. Because this will be my last thought. He never wants the church to know His presence. The devil. Never. He is even, He is in every local church. The devil in every local church on this earth. Don't you never know? I'm going to where the devil is. Well, when you got there, the devil there. It's not a church on this earth that the devil is not in.
Amen. That's right.
We'll talk about that next Sunday. But let me tell you, and Jesus don't want us to be ignorant. And just what's wrong with us? We think, well, I don't have no mess over there. Because the preacher ain't preaching nothing sometimes. I mean it.
Amen.
Them little lovely message. And, lovely message and all that. Prosperity message. All that ain't down to nobody. But you've got to preach Jesus here, boy. And if you preach Jesus, you've got to tell the truth. Now, what God? He don't want us to be ignorant of His presence. He in every local church on this earth where you talk about Jesus. Paul, look at John 10 and 10 for me. And we're going to stop right there.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Hold on. Now, why did Jesus say this? Well, we want His church. His church won't be ignorant of His presence. I got a lot of more scripture. I can't get to it today now. But why he won't be deceived? He don't come to do but two things. Three things. Steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. Now. I'm glad he stopped and paused and didn't leave it like that. But there. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I am. Heart of mine. He have come, but I have come also. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. But thank God for the I have come that they might have life. I didn't come to kill nobody. I come to give folks life and have it more abundantly. We can't have that abundantly.
All right, that's right.
I got life.
All right. Well,
I got eternal life. I'm gonna live with Him forever. And guess what? You may not ever. Let me tell you, put back up a little bit. I still got 5 more minutes. Watch this. Sometimes folks be on the job and you know, showing their diamonds and gold. Best of sisters, they do it all the time, you know. And good. I haven't gave me that yet. I bought it myself. Yeah. Oh, this gold. And you know, you may not have nothing to show. But you've been born again. Watch it. You may not have nothing to show like that. You know, don't you ever feel bad over there. No, don't you ever feel bad over there. You see, but watch this. Now, you get 17. You ain't got nothing. See, that's Alba's. You tell them, that's Alba's stuff y'all bragging on. Watch this. See, I'm going to be walking on gold after a while. The streets up there are gold. Y'all got a little bit on your hand or on your neck, but I'm going to walk on this stuff after a while.
Yes, sir.
That's our stuff y'all bragging on. Don't hold your head down. Hold your head up. I'll take care of you. Take care of you. You ain't got to hold your head down. You are a child of the King. Don't be afraid to witness in these last days. This 21st century church, the Laodicea church, they are afraid to witness Jesus. And you know it. You see it everywhere, all over the world, especially America. I know what God told me about America. And you can see it happening right now.
Amen.
They want everything but Jesus. Check it. They're putting out everything. They're even homosexual right there on the Bible. I heard. And the church trying to make a room to fill me. Not only that, but any kind of sin. You don't make no room to fit no kind of sin in church. But we're making arrangements. See, ain't nothing new. I told y'all over, 15 years ago that it's going to come. And some of you here know I told you. When we build this church, I said, after a while, there's going to be two men walking down the aisle saying we husband and wife. I know I said it. Two men, two women.
Yeah.
Cause I made a little joke out of it. I said, now, two women walked down there, and I said, y'all, we husband and wife. And, I said, I told y'all, I said, now, which one? I said, first of all, I said, who's going to jail with me? Because I wasn't going to take a man. I wasn't going to take a man like that. We love him now, but I can't take a man like that. I said, now, who is the lady? Who is the man? The one, don't say, well, I'm the man. Well, I'm just, sister, go check him out.
This is catalog number 1523, catalog number 1523.
It's already here. It's already here. You haven't seen nothing yet. Keep living a little while.
That's right. It's already here.
A preacher just got to tell the truth. We ain't called to tell lies to hold nobody. Tell them the truth.
You're right, Pastor.
Jesus loved everybody. But you can't down Jesus and expect him to save the two at the same time.
All right.
One got to go. He'll save anybody. He don't care how bad you think you are. If you want to get saved, he'll save you. Paul already said, I'm the chief of sinners.
Yeah.
And if the chief, we got him, Jesus said, the water don't go behind him. But he said, I'm the chief of sinners. I persecute the church. And God saved me. And what Paul said, if he saved me, he'll save you.
Right.
Don't let the devil fool you that I done something so bad, the devil bring all that mess to you. I don't done things so bad. You ain't worth to be saved. How the devil talk to folks? Man, you don't done this, you don't done that, you don't done that, you don't done all that. God ain't about to save you. That's how the devil talk to you.
Right.
I don't care what you done done. I don't care how bad it is.
Yes,
God will save anybody.
Right.
He'll save anybody.
Yes, sir.
Anybody.
Amen.
All he want to do, you want to be saved. All he want to do, you want to be saved. You ain't got to turn the flip. All he says, you have faith in my word.
That's right. That's right.
Look how simple it is. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from going to hell. Saved from going to the lake of fire.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no purgatory.
No,
please pray you out. No, ain't no purgatory. It's hell. That's the devil's job. He'll save anybody. Whosoever will, let him come. You got to worry about hearing how you feel. It's a faith walk. I got faith in the word of God. He cannot go against his own word. The devil can come jump, make you feel good. No, it's faith. Holy Ghost wants to shout, shout, but faith walk. I got faith in what he said. If a man confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shall, not might, not maybe, but thou shall be saved. Saved from going to hell. Saved from going to the lake of fire with the devil forever. One way in, no way out. Can't pull your way out. You're just there with the devil forever. You don't have to do that. If anybody here today want to give your life to Christ, you can do it right now. You don't have to be a member of this church. I mean, join this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. We just want you what? Saved. Just want you saved. Because you got to die. You don't know when you're coming. I've got a little more time. Who told you that? Huh? Who told you got no time? You don't know when you're going to leave this world. We just had a funeral 2 weeks ago. Healthy young man. Walking and fell dead. I ain't down in that. I'm just trying to get y'all to see my point. A white fella done the same thing years ago on a furniture store, just a furniture store. He was in his 30s, out there walking, probably the same place like that, and fell dead. Boom. You don't know when your last time.
Amen.
So when your last time? And then you want the preacher to put the folks in heaven. And I know preachers try to do all that stuff. He can't put you there. If you didn't make it, you have to make it. But you got a chance to make it.
Amen.
Let us all stand. We got to open the doors of the church. We're going to have Lord's Supper right after this, but we got to open the doors of the church. Someone may want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You may come now. The doors of the church is open. Always stay open. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But just don't leave out here lost. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. You can't beat that nowhere. Will there be another? Will there be one? Will there be another? Oh. Will there be one? Jesus.